Blog Talk Radio.
When night has fallen, when fear is coming, still you're calling me. When faith is lost, my hope is exhausted, you will be my strength.
Dedicating this show to Chloe. Rest with God, sweetheart. Let's remember Chloe, who left us to be with God on Friday. Let's remember those people who are hurting. Amy, Lynn, Sid, Barbara, and Pedro. P-E-R-D-I-E. God bless you guys. You know, life is something else, and I'm hurting about this young lady. My goddaughter name is Chloe as well, and she's around the same age. And it's just unbelievable how life sometimes takes sharp turns, and it causes all of us to be in a place that's so uncomfortable, hurting beyond measure. And I'm so sorry to the family. Chloe is in a place, whether we want to believe that or not, because it's so hard to let go. And she's so young, and she has such an amazing future ahead of her, probably. But life sometimes gets in the way, and it can be very painful, to say the least. I can't imagine the pain that they are going through. But all I know is, as a community, it's our job to love them through this and be there for them. So we need to do what God has ordered us to do, and to love one another, to bless one another, and be there for one another. Oh God, this is tough. I want to play music that will hopefully help you through what you're going through. And to anyone that may be suffering in the same way, I love you. God has is not to be held responsible for this. So many people want to say, God, why would you let this happen? God told us what was going to happen, and he loves to be close to those who are hurting. That's why Jesus, as the King of all kings, when he came here, he didn't hang out with the rich and the ones that had everything. He hung out with the ones that were hurting, that were broken. Because that's what matters to him. And so I want you to know that God is right there for you, and he loves you. And I know that you're hurting, but know that God loves you. And he loves Chloe, and he's got her. And he created her, and he gave her to you. Oh, God. Some of these situations are so difficult and so hard for us to understand. But I'm going to bring on a friend of mine turn your radio down, the sound in the background, Cheryl. My cousin Cheryl. Cheryl, how are you doing? Or was that Joe?
I'm doing great, Bardell.
Okay. Is Joe there with you
today?
I'm good.
Yes.
Good.
Hey
guys. So, you know, Joe, And Cheryl, sometimes people want to blame God when things go bad, when things seem to be so wrong, and you know, it's sad that that happens, but it seems like we always have to blame somebody, right? And
right.
And that's where I was at, and I was just trying to share, please don't do that, because God loves you. He knows that we're going to be in pain, and he wants to be there for you. He loves you, and he cares about your pain, but he told us these things were going to happen.
That's
and
right.
You guys having a beautiful daughter yourself, and you know, I mean, I'm quite sure that maybe your feelings about this may be something that I would love to hear you share, if you would take a minute or two.
Yes, upon hearing the news and everything, we just share in the hurt, and we want to provide some kind of support and encouragement to the family. This is just a devastating thing that no parent wants to have to, you know, endure. And maybe the best way would be just to pray on their behalf and see if we can just ask the Lord to look down upon with favor and encourage the family and friends of Chloe. I can't imagine what they're going through, losing a daughter. I mean, it's just one of those things in life where you just have to have the Lord and what he can provide for you. So if you don't mind, if I could just say a prayer.
Oh, please do. Please do.
I'm going to pray on their behalf. And dear Lord, we thank you for being there in times of tragedy, in times of pain, Lord. We thank you for showing us that even in the darkest nights, your light is still shining through. And we thank you for giving us hope in our times of despair, when we think that everything is going wrong. We thank you, Lord, for the strength and the peace that you give. We ask that you would just wipe the tears and restore strength to the family and friends of this lovely Chloe, that during this season of sorrow, that you would just show your love and your grace. And Wardell, when we feel powerless and desperate, let's not forget that God is the one that can comfort us, that can change that. And Lord, we just ask for a double measure of your love and comfort during this time. And Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Jesus' mighty name.
Lord
Joe.
Wardell. If I may, I'd like to share a poem that we shared at my aunt's funeral. The title of it is "Gone from My Side," and it just explains because we can't see our loved ones when they're passed doesn't mean that they cease to exist. So I'd like to just share that quickly here.
Yes, sir.
Gone from my sight. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud, just where the sea and sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she is gone. Gone from my sight. That is all. She is just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side, and she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is not in me, is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone at my side says, 'There, she is gone,' There are other eyes watching her coming, and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes." And that is dying. So,
wow.
Chloe,
amen.
Anyone who belongs to Christ, Chloe included, does not cease
yes.
to exist. They're in a different place.
That's right.
And we'll join our loved ones when we in Christ pass as well into a better place.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What a beautiful poem, Joe. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate that, man. You guys are amazing, and thank you for coming on and sharing. Is there anything else, Cheryl, that you would like to say?
Well,
sure.
Wardell, we're just going to continue to keep Chloe's friends and family in our prayers.
Okay.
And we'll just continue that and pray for the Lord to be their strength at this time.
Yes. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And God bless you as well. And have a beautiful day. And I'm going to play some praise music, and hopefully this music will just bless their hearts as well. So thank
mm-hmm.
you again, Cheryl.
And
oh,
thanks, Wardell,
for
giving us
Joe.
Opportunity to
okay,
love
yes,
on everybody.
You. Oh, yes, we love you for that. Thank you for that. All right,
thank
guys.
You.
So,
God bless you.
Okay, see you later, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. So this song, she just said, you know, giving us the opportunity to love one people. So we're going to play a song called Love God and Love People. We'll be right back. Solar Records Radio.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo!
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
beautiful song. Love God and love people. And so here we are. We're doing just that, and we're going to continue to do that. We want to bless this family, Chloe's family, and do whatever we can to support them. And, you know, I believe I mispronounced Purdy's name. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I just caught up here and trying to read this stuff off the cuff, so I apologize. Much love to you, and so sorry for your loss as well. And God bless all of you guys. And, you know, Solar Records Radio, we are here to love you and be here for you in any way we can. I want to thank Greg for even bringing this to us, because it's such a difficult thing to go through by yourselves. And I lost a very, very close cousin, and it took quite a while for me to. And still I have problems with that. And so it is what it is. And but I want to play a song for the younger ones, her friends, people that she went to school with, that she was around and hung out with. I want to play this song from them to her. I think it's beautiful.
No, we'll be right back.
Phone and I see this picture of Chloe, and you know it's hard because you know I can't. I mean she's just a beautiful girl, and she's gone, and it's hard to imagine, you know having someone in your life all the time, and then it. Just gone, and it was like no warning, nothing. Just feels so wrong, and it just feels like we're in a place that shouldn't exist. Like I don't want this moment to exist. How do we, like, go back to last week? Yesterday, you know, it's just crazy. And so I'm so sorry that you guys are experiencing this terrible loss. And I you know, I just pray for you to be able to be okay. I when I was playing this song, I see you in everything I can imagine. Just looking around the house and seeing her, and you know, and you know, we will be praying for you guys. We will be praying for you. And I really wish that, you know, we can't meet everybody in the world, but, you know, see something special. My friend said she was a special. There was something about her that was very special. And so I wish I had that opportunity to say hi. But one day we all be together, right? So, but anyway, thank you for letting me have the opportunity to try to make you feel better, but let the world know about Chloe, how special she was and how beautiful she was. And it's hard for me to keep talking, so I'm going to play some praise music because that's what I'm supposed to be doing, I guess. And I love the name Chloe. And Chloe, you know, we're praying, baby, that you're good, that you're in God's arms. And your family desperately loves you and miss you, sweetheart. God bless you. And rest with God, Chloe. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, and thank you for Chloe. Thank you for sharing Chloe with her family, and her family sharing her with the world. Thank you, God, for just an amazing life that you gave her, for this time that you gave her. And it was a gift to her family to have her. And it's always very hard to let go of that gift. And but you are amazing. And we thank you. And we just ask that, you know, that you bless this family, and that you continue to love them and take care of them in their sorrow and their pain. And thank you so much for giving Chloe an amazing family who loved her so much. Thank you, God. You're a good God, and I want to praise you. Thank you for being who you are to us. And we just ask a special prayer over her family, that you comfort them, God. They need you right now. They are in the need of prayer. And so we pray that you cover them, that you cover their pain, that you heal them. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everything. In your son's name. Some things we don't understand. Some things we just have to trust. So in you, we trust. And we thank you. Okay, so guys, you know, I, like I said, I dedicated this show to Chloe, and so pretty much it's all about Chloe, right? It was all about Chloe. I just want us to remember, you know, have good moments, and, you know, and I hope that I could look on some of you guys' Facebook pages and see some Chloe and some of the wonderful things, and, you know, you share moments and stuff and videos, and, you know, I would love to see that. It would be such a beautiful thing to see, you know, those moments that you guys shared with her, and when you're laughing and having fun. And I know that, you know, Chloe did some real crazy things, and you know how kids are, right? And so those moments are precious moments now. And so you guys share that with each other, bless each other with great times that you had with this amazing young lady. And I thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about Chloe and share the spirit of Chloe. I got a message from my friends that came on. They have a daughter as well, and Joe and Cheryl. And I want to thank them as well for, you know, coming on, and, you know, because their heart was broken as well. And they were like, you know, so they came on, and I appreciate them so much for being who they are. But they did call, and they said they, you know, they, I can't remember what the message was, but, you know, I'm just emotional, but they feel the same way I do, pretty much. So go with God, trust in God, and know that Chloe is good. She's in a better place now, and we are so broken because it's so hard to separate ourselves from our babies. It's hard. It just doesn't feel natural. It's not natural that they leave before us. So that's why we need a Savior. That's why we need God. That's why we do this every every time I get a chance, I talk to God. Help me to understand the ways of the world, all the craziness that's going on in the world. Help me to appreciate the moments that you give me. Thank you so much for the gifts and the opportunities of friends and loved ones and people. Thank you that my mom cared about me and took care of me when I was a little brat. You know, and I mean, she didn't kick me out, and she just loved me through my mess. And so, you know, I'm so pushing the narrative that we need to just remember how important it is to love each other and be grateful and cherish every moment, because life is a gift. And we need to just remember that and hold on to it. So anyway, guys, I want to also, we got 14 minutes left in the show. So I want to know what your walk is with Christ. How do you feel about your walk with Christ? Is he worthy? Do you think that this is, he's worthy? Can he be a blessing to you? Can you give him the opportunity to love you the way he wants to love you? Do you understand that he created you and you're the best thing that's ever happened to him? You're his baby. You're his. And all he wants is for you to acknowledge that and let him love you. So anyway, with that being said, I want you to just pray. Take your time. Get with God. Just you and God. Take out those moments. Spend time with him. And see what it is that he has to share with you. But you have to take that time. You have to make that time. Make it. Make that time. He loves you. He loves you. You all have a wonderful and blessed week. I know. It's difficult. But God will help you through it. He will help you through any difficult time. Lean on him. He's ready, willing, and able to bring you through this. Trust him. Okay? Thank you again for hanging out with us today. Appreciate you. Love you, Chloe. God bless you, sweetheart. And you all take care. And I just want you to know we appreciate y'all very much. Anything we can do, please let us know. God bless you.
Judah, who conquered the grave. does our God intend to dwell again where He left?
eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.